I worked with my brother-in-law on the river for about 12 years, picking up mussel shells because he run a button factory here at Pearl. And we'd buy the shell in the rough up and down the river. He had a little towboat with a paddle wheel, no screw wheel. I mean, big outfits, just a paddle wheel with a chain on it. And we'd go down as far as the Mississippi River, Grafton, and we'd pick up shell on the way back. And these shellers would have all the way from a ton to 2 ton a shell out sitting there on the river bank. And we'd load them by wheelbarrow. We didn't have no mechanical devices of anything at all to put them on the barge or anything. And the barges, both of them were made. We made the barges ourselves. They were wooden barges. And we'd pick up 50 ton on each barge. That'd be 100 ton. Then we'd come in and unload them down here at the bank and haul them up to the button factory with a team and wagon. After they was hauled up to the button factory, well, they was sorted into different grades, washboard, three ridge, pimple back, so on. And all the time, these shell are, when they're after they're sorted, well, they're kept in water in order to be able to cut the blanks out. Them shell are, I don't know whether you realize or not, but they're as hard as flint. And you hit them with a hammer and they'll just fly all to pieces. So that's the way we soak them and had them all in vats before they was worked on to cut.